Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie, it's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, it's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome to Postcast. David Locke along with Ron Boone as the Jazz get a much-needed routine night against an inferior opponent. This is Locked on Jazz, part of the Locked on Podcast Network. And the Jazz blow out the Grizzlies 112, actually blow out the Nets 112-97. And the much more important stories are what happened around the rest of the league tonight. But just in regards to this one, Jazz wire to wire, led by double figures for the last 20 minutes. This is just what you're supposed to do. They played with good energy. They were engaged most of the night. They did what they were supposed to do.
You know, I was very impressed with the way they fought back and came back and played very well, moved the basketball, and had a great first quarter with 22 points, 18 points in the paint, and very impressed with that. But I would have been really disappointed if we didn't see that kind of effort and play as well against this team as they did.
The exciting one is Derek Favors has got some characteristics that make him special backing it. Now, it was very easy for him tonight. He's being guarded by Rondae Hollis-Jefferson. Brooklyn basically opens the game with four shooting guards, and one of them had to guard Derek, and he annihilated him. But the one that jumps out to me is the double jumps and the tapping the ball. Remember, Jeff Hornacek used to talk about if he ever touches the ball, he always gets the rebound. We're seeing those things again.
Well, and you're glad to see that, especially, you know, we continue to talk about this stretch now, the month of March, which is a very difficult month. And it's a good time for guys like this to be getting their legs underneath them in this stretch run. Now, Derek Favors, I think, if he's going to help this team, he needs to continue to play like he played tonight. I mean, I know he was playing with an undersized power forward, and he should take advantage of that. But that energy level that you were just talking about is what I'm referring to.
And we'll need him on Monday when DeMarcus Cousins and Anthony Davis come to the house. I almost wonder if you sit him on Sunday to get him ready for Monday, but you probably don't want to play around with those things right now. Who knows?
You can't afford to be losing ball games to teams like Sacramento and, you know, teams like that. Now, all those teams are capable of beating you, but you just can't afford to lose those ball games. We're talking about Minnesota right now and the way they blew the Jazz off. We don't need to be talking about Sacramento beating the Jazz like that.
George Hill took advantage of very poor defense. Jeremy Lin's been known as a terrible defensive player. George Hill annihilated him. He annihilated Kilpatrick. He annihilated Dinwiddie. He scored 34 points tonight, and George was really – Whitehead went under a pick. He killed him. George was just so much better than their point guards.
It was obvious. Three-point shy of his career high of 37. And it was good to see him, too. I mean, the ball game he had against Minnesota – you can just tell he was just flat out tired, didn't have it. Mentally probably wasn't in the basketball game there as well. You said shoot around this morning, there was not much of a shoot around. So Quinn has ways of getting in the guy's head, I think, and getting them ready.
What was your major talking points on TV tonight since we weren't together?
Well, for the most part, it was strictly about the way the Jazz played, the energy level, Rudy, Booker was probably the one that we referred to the most because, you know, he played here. He does so much for this basketball team. Leads them in rebound coming off the bench and only getting 25 minutes a game, you know, that type of thing. And you know, it wasn't a lot of players we don't know a lot about other than Brook Lopez, who's turning into a stretch center, a stretch five. He's shooting the threes, been averaging 5 3-point shots a game. Last year, he took 12 three-point shots. This year, he's over 60.
Okay, I love the three, and let me just say this. I've watched him twice this year. I think he's awful.
Well, his field goal percentage doesn't say that.
I know. I don't know what he's doing, though. I don't know what – he's not –
But you like Gasol.
Yeah, he doesn't pass the same way.
Well, that's true. I mean, he doesn't pass like
Gasol. I don't know. I'm Brook Lopez is a Stanford guy. I'm a fan, but I don't get it. Like, and I get the three because of the fact that it's – the post play is so inefficient, but I can see why they couldn't trade him. I'll just put it that way. I can't see how he's going to help Didn't know
that he was on the trading block.
Well, they tried badly, and they couldn't do it. All right, so the big news of the night, though, is the Jazz now go to 38-24, key number 24. Clippers lose their 25th in Milwaukee. They've lost 4 of 5 now. Now, in fairness to them, 3 of those losses are against Golden State, San Antonio, and Houston, but they've lost their last two. They got blown out in both their last two games. Houston beat them by 20-plus, and they lost by 20. We're down by 20 tonight against Milwaukee. Grizzlies lost in Dallas. That's their 26th loss. And the Thunder just lost in Phoenix, back end of a back-to-back, their 27th loss. So the Jazz are up 1 over the Clippers in the loss column, 2 over the Grizzlies, and 3 over the Thunder.
You know, this is what's fun, David, is watching now, getting to the point where we're watching the standings. Who are they playing next? Who are we playing next? And just how many games do you have to win in order to get that fourth spot? You know, and this is a fun time of year of being able to do those things.
And here's the thing that will make it really fun. Final note, a weird scheduling quirk. It's almost as though we're playing every other night, and so are Memphis, Oklahoma City, and the Clippers. It's not all the time, but 3 out of 4 of us seem to play just about every time we play. And so we'll be doing it every night during games, and we did a bunch of live look-ins tonight, and the radio broadcast will uniquely keep you up to date on all that. This is Postcast Jazz Blowout, the Brooklyn Nets, and Ron's wife wants to go eat. So we are wrapping up. Everyone needs to get their food, whether it's vegan, gluten-free, whatever it might be, and they still call it food. This is Postcast on the Locked On Podcast Network.